This is episode 1878 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you back to day four of our series to detox stress. This is midweek in our series, and how are you doing? If you are just joining us, you are in the right place. You can go back and listen to some of the previous episodes, but each episode is unique. You discover a different meditation technique in each episode, and each technique is customized to our weekly theme. The themes change out every week. As I mentioned, this week it's all about a stress detox. And as you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, or you might be out walking, doing errands, working as you listen to this episode, it's all good because the techniques can be done whether you are seated meditating or right in the midst of your busy day. Your technique today has to do with how your brain manages stress. So I thought I'd share a little with you about how all this stress happens in the first place and how you can go about detoxing the stress you may be experiencing, or at least managing the stress in a better way, which makes a huge difference in your life. When you experience stress, your sympathetic nervous system lights up. It's often referred to as your fight or flight response. And as I've shared in previous episodes, one way to help you manage your fight or flight response before you even get to that state is by managing your breath. And I shared a breathing technique with you in a previous episode. And when you can catch yourself beginning to spiral into an emotion that takes you down, you will notice that you begin to experience anxiety and stress, and your heart rate speeds up. Well, if you can catch yourself at this point by using your breath, it will greatly help you manage the stress. There's a threshold that's considered to be 100 beats per minute. If your heart beats at 100 beats per minute or more, it's really difficult to draw from your frontal lobes of your brain, which is your parasympathetic nervous system location, where you are managing stress using your critical thinking and controlling your impulses. When you allow yourself to manage your breath, you can stay in this important parasympathetic response mode. But once your heart rate becomes more elevated, 100 beats per minute, as I mentioned, or more, then you lose that critical thinking and you begin to feel yourself begin to fight back or flee, try to escape or numb out, or you lose your impulse control. So that's why it's so important when you detox to notice what is triggering your stress. Now, in meditation and yoga, there is a concept called chakras. Chakras are simply considered to be where you hold certain types of energy in your body. And most people agree that there are 7 chakras. Some people believe there are more than 7, and some people focus on fewer than 7. But most people agree there are 7 energy centers that harbor certain emotions. Well, your 5th chakra is the chakra technique I'll share with you as your meditation technique today. And that is located in two areas on your head, in your brain. And these areas, you will notice, now that you're familiar with the parasympathetic, and I gave you the greatly condensed version, but that can get you started. If you want to explore this fascinating brain reaction to stress a little bit more, you can always dig a little deeper with your own research. Well, the fifth chakra has two locations, as I mentioned. The first location is in the back of your neck, that dip in the back of your neck, right at the top of your spine. And this is called the medulla oblongata. You can place your right hand there if you want, as you focus on this technique I'll share with you. And this is very similar to how you respond to stress with your sympathetic nervous system, your fight or flight response. This part of your fifth chakra has to do with your ego. It has to do with taking things personally, or being attached to something, or blaming, or accusing, or feeling self-righteous. These qualities of your ego that contribute to stress. Now, if you take your left hand and place it on your forehead, in the center of your forehead, or at the point between your eyebrows, in yoga and meditation, this is referred to as your spiritual eye. And it is similar to your parasympathetic nervous system, because in the front part of your lobes, this is where you access your critical thinking. This is the part of your brain that is enhanced when you meditate. It helps you to manage your response to stress much better. So the fifth chakra, if you could, in your meditation ritual, or as you're walking, you could focus on your medulla oblongata, that dip in the back of your neck, the very top of your spine, and think about those qualities of your ego that contribute to your stress. Name those qualities. Taking things personally, judging others, feeling entitled. These reactions to stress that cause us to quickly elevate our emotions. And then, as you consider stress in your life, especially the stress you're focusing on this week, as I had you focus on a particular kind of stress you're experiencing this week and taking it a little deeper with each technique you've explored, think about the qualities right at your frontal lobes, your spiritual eye, and think about your best qualities. When you feel really aligned, what are the qualities about yourself that shine, that stand out? Name those qualities. Maybe you're very sympathetic, or maybe you are patient. Maybe you're very productive. Think of those qualities that could help you manage stress. Think of your best qualities, and then take those qualities, be sure to name those qualities, and see how they can relate to the kind of stress you're wanting to detox from your life. So as you meditate today, you can focus on those two poles of your fifth chakra, at the top of your spine, your ego, and at your spiritual eye, right at the point between your eyebrows or the middle of your forehead. You could visualize the color indigo or a deep violet as you focus on this part of your brain and body. So this is your powerful technique today. As you meditate, know that you may want a little more guidance, and I share the half-hour fully guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app, which is always waiting for you. For now, it is 2 weeks free access to the whole app of over 1,800 guided meditations with a journal and a slowdown guide for each week's theme. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.